Well, normally we see him with his cricket hat on, but today he's got his councillor's hat on. It's Councillor Vince Haberman. How are you, Councillor, I should say?
Very well, Trevor. And yourself?
Yeah, good, mate. Now, the recreational precinct work is forging ahead here, and it's been going for quite some... Oh, well, for a little while now. What's the ultimate aim of this?
Well, we've got a 10-year master plan for the redevelopment. The first stage is well and truly underway, and it's a $5.6 million project, and thanks to Work for Queensland, who contributed $1.5 million towards that. So that was certainly a big help. And Murchie Construction, local firm, has been working hard out there, battled the rain earlier in the week. But what they're doing, the first stage includes a new, this is at the Bundaberg Recreation Precinct, or the old Agro Trend Grounds out in Kendalls Road, where, of course, we have the Bundaberg Show, which is great to be back this year, and also Agro Trend and other things like Carols by Candlelight. There's going to be a new administration entrance building with ticketing booths, meeting rooms for events and community organisations, office space for event coordination, and the gates will be a very welcome entrance. It's been a very bland and probably uninviting entrance to date, but it's going to be a real entrance statement there. And there will be a space to install public art, historical images, banners, event displays, and the list goes on. And, of course, the plaza will also enable informal gatherings and mobile food vendors there. There's going to be extra seating and lighting and landscaping, and it'll really boost the place. So, as we said, Murchie Constructions has been doing the work there, which is great that it's a local company. I know they've had about 15 on the ground there this week, and local jobs, which is great as well, a good boost for the economy.
Okay, so what about, what's the benefits for us as in general public?
Well, it's certainly the main pavilion is going to be lined, which means it's not going to be the old tin shed that it used to be. It's going to be much more comfortable for showgo or people who are using that facility, and also during showtime, all of the displays that are in there. There's also going to be in-ground services for the pavilion extension. Just a much more inviting and something which Bundaberg can be proud of, and which can attract more events to our region, which is, again, is good for the local economy as well.
So when are we looking at this being finished?
Well, the talking to Andrew Murchie, the project manager, a couple of days ago, and certainly the first stage, well, it won't be complete, but it'll be complete in time for Agro Trend on the 1st and 2nd of May, and, of course, the show. As we said, it won't be the finished product by then, but it will be in a condition well advanced and ready for use by the public for those major events.
I guess we're talking what totally completed by around about the end of the year or before?
He's hoping to finish by August or September.
Yep.
But again, that depends on the weather. Yes. I know we've got predictions of more rain, but he's certainly doing a great job there at the moment. And with a little bit of sunshine today, I can hopefully make more progress today.
Well, it's going to be a big booster for the area because, as you said, it did need some work done on it. It's been a fair while since anything's happened out there. So good stuff to see. Great to see the council and, of course, the Queensland government working together and a local company doing the work as well.
Certainly. And, you know, I think it's a good news story for everyone. And I'm certainly looking forward to it. And I'm sure the public will be happy when they see the finished product.
Good on you, Vince. Thanks for taking your time, and we will catch up. Actually, we'll catch up with you again tomorrow with your cricket hat on.
For sure. Talk to you then.